Lord Jesus, please ignite a fire in us to see the lame walk, the blind get their sight back, and the deaf to hear. Amen. Well, my precious heart dwellers, I've been spending a little time checking out people like Todd White and other evangelists in India and Africa with healing ministries, and it stirred my heart to want more of the Lord, more of His gifts to His people. When I first became a Christian, I longed to bring healing to others. I thought healing was the most wonderful gift, and I still do. I love bringing souls closer to the Lord because from there they can go anywhere and be in communication with Him. But I also love seeing the captives set free of infirmities. When the Lord is willing to do that, when He is not allowing that person to have a Simon's cross, then I'd love to see them stand up and walk or be freed. Watching Sid Roth, also Ezekiel has been watching him just about every day, began to get excited about ministries with angels, and different guests that he had on his show really opened up my eyes to all the possibilities and really stirred my heart. And I've had a desire to communicate clearly and see clearly my angels for a long time. And I do see my guardian angel when I make an effort to look for him, but I would like to see all the angels that are around us and to be able to see into the spirit more clearly than I do now. And I'm finding out that this all is dependent on prayer and fasting. So it brings me around to a place where I need to change. All those who are operating on this level cited prayer and fasting as a prerequisite. One woman the Lord called, a homeschooling mom with three children, was called specifically to a 40-day fast with no food and no water. It was a supernatural event. No one can live like that unless it is totally supernatural. The results, the Lord launched her into a supernatural ministry of signs and wonders. A very ordinary lady, a housewife and mom. It was amazing, really. I've looked at my life, and I've decided I'm not going to allow a Frappuccino protein drink to steal God's best from me. So I spoke to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. Please show me what you want from me. So when I came into prayer, He immediately addressed what was on my heart. Jesus began, I have some wonderful things planned for you, if you will heed my requests. Normally when He says something like that, I cringe because I think of my favorite foods. Is that a case of gluttony or what? When I was in my 40s, I went on extended fasts, really depriving myself of food, and ended up being totally free from the desire to eat. It was wonderful, to say the least. I was also skinny and felt great. Jesus is also drawing me into more corporate worship, like Terry McCallum's music, where I can enter into high praise. So just for the sake of continuity, I'll repeat myself here. Jesus began, I have some wonderful things planned for you, if you will heed my requests. He continued, my people, truly, I want to bring you into the fullness of my spirit to minister healing and deliverance and new life to the lame and wounded. There is a fullness of the spirit I want to impart to you. But first, I'm calling you to abandon old habits, old ways of thinking. Enter into fasting, knowing that I'm cleaning you out and preparing you for greater things. I know at times it's hard, but the rewards are beyond comprehension. And I promise you, you will be crestfallen at the end of your lives when you see all the good you could have done if only you denied yourselves just a little bit. I want to take you to new levels of worship, places where the veil no longer exists, but you must prepare to enter those places where the Spirit is so thick you no longer consider what you now call reality as it is in the world. truly reality. Rather, the things of this material world will become tasteless to you as you press into my reality. Many of you have had dreams of healing others. You've longed for the healing gifts. Now is the time and season for you to reach out to receive these. If you follow my directives and sacrifice what you now find pleasurable for a higher good, you will not be disappointed. Many are those who begin this journey and turn around, departing from the committed path because their palate and possessions are too dear to them. Lord, all I know is that this will have to be your grace working in me because I am one of those. Jesus replied, I know this, but you have need of trust, Claire, that just as I have given you the desire to go deeper, I can give you the desire to deny yourself. Don't turn back, beloved. Please, don't turn back. Grasp the hem of my garment for dear life and ask for the grace to mortify your flesh and empty yourself so I can fill you. But Lord, I'm so weak and attached to many things. Yes, you are very weak, and that's precisely why I want you to step into my reality in faith and deny yourself day after day until I signal to you that some progress has truly been made, but you will never be able to be self-indulgent again. Too many souls and circumstances will draw you into wonderful places if you're willing to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. I have not made it that hard for you, Claire. I did not take your protein drinks away from you. Nor will I, because I know they're one of the few things that keep you going. But wouldn't it be much better if I were the only one who kept you going? Ponder that, my love, and remember, if you ask anything in my will, I will do it for you. It's only a matter of time, patience, and abandonment to my plan. When things seem too difficult, that is the time you need to come to me for strength so you can accomplish them. On your own, you can do very little. Have you not experienced this time and time again? Yes, Lord, I have. Well, that's to your advantage, because you know I do not leave you helpless, but lift you up when you fall, and even provide a way out. I am faithful. Do you not know this by now? Yes, Lord, you truly are. Well, I want this to be a witness to my heart dwellers. Nothing is impossible with God, not even your favorite little treats, which I promise will lose their luster when your prayer for a disabled child causes them to stand up straight and walk from the wheelchair they lived in. I'm going to stoke the fire in you, my people, if you are willing. If these are your desires too, begin each day to live more and more for me and others. Enter into worship and leave the little tokens of your love for me on the altar. Ask and keep asking for the greater gifts. I cannot deny a humble and loving heart, at least not for very long. In a nutshell, I desire to give you these gifts, but you must clean out your old attachments to make room for them.